So I guess that's, the only other thing I wanted to say just about the repeaters in general is, you know, I'm not sure it's always clear, but so the 4-3 repeater is property of Para, and Para pays the insurance for it, and any maintenance and upgrades that are needed over time. Cody's the trustee, he's the guy who's doing the maintenance on it, and he's the guy who did the recent upgrade, and he's got some additional expansion planned for it. The GMRS repeater, that was my baby, I do the work on that, and I've put the money into that. I've had a few things donated from other people that I'm grateful for, but basically, when you have a GMRS repeater, that cannot be licensed to an organization anymore. They changed the law on that. So that has to be licensed to a particular person. So it's got my call sign on it, and I'm the guy that's been paying for the maintenance and the upgrades to it and everything like that. And I'm happy to keep it that way. So I get to share the space here up at the shed, but I'm not asking the club for any money for the GMRS repeater now or in the future. And the same is true of the GMRS repeater that's at Darren's house. And the same is true of the GMRS repeater that's up on Sandy Ridge, that Cody, of his own initiative, built it and put it up there. The thinking on the GMRS repeaters is we want to, it's not amateur radio, it's a different band, it's not an amateur band, but there does seem to be a growing interest in our community and other communities for GMRS. I think probably because of all the crazy stuff going on in the world these days, that people are more thinking about what happens if there's a breakdown of conventional communications. And so after I get my upgrades completed, which will be probably done within the next month, I'm looking for ways to get the word out to just community members, and I'm thinking about maybe at my own expense put something in the Phillipsburg Journal, or maybe they'll just, if I write an article, maybe they'll put the article in for me. But basically just explain to people how they can get started in radio with GMRS, which they don't have to take a test. It's $35, or soon will be $35 for the license. License is good for 10 years. It covers every member of your family. So I want to appeal to the people who are not technical or not radio people, just but have an interest in being able to stay in touch with family members. So the GMRS repeater, it works very well. Like Ed Hinkle lives in Pleasant Gap, and he can get into that thing with a half a watt handheld inside his house. So we have, you know, it was a 911 tower for Center County. So it covers Center County pretty well. It covers the whole West Branch School District pretty well. And like if you're at McDonald's or something, you can get into it, but it's kind of marginal. That's why I'm making the upgrades. That's what I want to improve. I want to make it broader range, broader sensitivity. So it's not something for people with an amateur license, but I think just about half of our members actually have GMRS licenses too. And so, you know, the scenario I think about is I was out there on Black Shannon Lake one day with my son and paddled way up to the top end of the lake, and there's nobody around up at that end. And I thought to myself, now if I'm up here alone in my kayak, nobody around, what happens if I start having chest pains? How am I going to get help? And that's where a GMRS repeater, you can buy the radios, pretty inexpensive, and if we make people aware of it, some people will choose to use that. And the scenario I think of is you have a family member at home and you say, hey, just listen to the radio while I'm out here at the park today, and if I get in trouble, I'll give you a call. And so they don't depend on one of us to listen all the time. They can have a trusted friend listen, and not a lot of money. They don't have to take a test, but they can communicate through a radio repeater. And I think park visitors, people that camp in the park, or people, we've got a guy, his name is Isaac. He lives in near Gray's Woods. And he contacted me recently. He rides bikes on the trails through the Shannon Forest and the Rothrock Forest. And he wants to be able to keep in touch with his wife while he's out riding. And he's got a GMRS license. He's got a GMRS radio. He asked permission to use the repeater. I said, sure, go for it. So that's how some people in the community are using this thing for their own safety or just for convenience to keep in touch. Because wherever he goes on his bike, he can't necessarily get cell. So that's, just want everybody to know that Para pays for the 4-3 repeater, and the GMRS repeaters are no cost to Para at all. We're just sharing the space, you know, up here on the rattlesnake. And the same is true of the Skywarn repeater that Greg Geis is going to be putting in there. That's totally his expense. He wants it that way. And he said, you know, he paid to have the antennas put up on the tower, and he said if something ever happens to him or he moves out of the area, he says those antennas go to para. That's the way he's looking at it. So I just want everybody to know where the money's coming and going and what the status is.
So. And I still look at it as it could be a stepping stone to get more amateurs. Someone gets in, oh, I'm interested in radio. Maybe I'll take a little effort now and get a ham radio license. Because you can do more amateur than you can GMRS, let's face it. It just, it could be a stepping stone to get more people interested in the hobby in general. So, and like Bob said, we got to get the word out once everything gets up and running and working like we want it to. And then we can promote it, and then we can steer them towards to go to get the amateur license too.